Our story today is called The Centurion by Joan Costner. I knew it when the earthquake came. Already the day had changed its face completely. It was so dark the birds had gone to roost. People were carrying lanterns. I never saw midnight any darker, and I never saw midnight in the middle of the day. Over 2 hours already, and it showed no sign of daybreak. So now what? All those tales these superstitious people told had been true? I had barely listened, but I retained what I had heard, and this was too much. What do I do? I never uttered the name of God except as an expletive, and this guy looked so ordinary, so like any other man. How could I have known? Should I stop the whole thing? I'm a soldier, and I've earned my way up the ranks. Though I hold some power, it was gained by obeying orders. So I could not take it upon myself to undo what they had ordered. I'm only a centurion. I sat down and watched. When the lightning came and illuminated his face, I saw the suffering, but also that face held love. I even heard him say, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Never heard that one before. I was used to the filth spewed out from these criminals' mouths, but this was something new. Now that the sun was gone, it wasn't just the sun was gone, it was really dark, and the wind had risen, and the rain came, it sounded like all of nature was mourning. The thunder came again, with the lightning illuminating the sign above his head, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Was I executing a king? It was more than that. Caesar himself could not have called down this storm, and certainly not the earthquake. That was what settled it for me, more than a king. An area that I completely avoided in all my studies. I preferred not to clutter my brain with those superstitious lies. What did it matter how this world came to be? I was here, and I would do the best I could with the one life I had. But if someone made it, controlled it, care about it, well, that's something I'd never toyed with. But I sure would want to know everything about it. Where had he been all my life? The night hadn't been a good one anyway. They called me to oversee the collection of some guy that had hung himself. The Jews take this week too seriously, killing all these lambs, letting blood till the Kidron is discolored with the blood. What a strange people. I thought today I would have to oversee the execution by crucifixion of two thieves. Sometime through the night, they had thrown this fellow in. So what's one more? It would not take any longer part of the day, but this was no ordinary man. We divided his few possessions. His robe was seamless, woven in one piece, quite a masterpiece. So we cast the dice. He spoke to no one until the thief said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And then he said, "Verily I say to you today, you shall be with me in paradise." The day had grown so dark I couldn't see his face when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But I could feel the agony of the cry. When things got back to normal, I'd certainly do some investigating on this man. I watched it all, sitting in the rain with trembling earth beneath. He had directed his last words to only a few, that thief, his friend John, and his mother, and some unseen force. He had said at the last, "Father," and looked toward the sky, "into your hands I commend my spirit." I'd never overseen a crucifixion like this. We had him down before the sunset, having been certain of his death by the spear. We didn't break his legs, and suddenly I didn't want anything rash to happen to this body. So his soul was gone. Do we possess a soul? No matter, I'd pursue that later. I told my soldiers to be careful. Let him down gently, not the way we put him up. His body was evidence of the last 24 hours. There'd been enough pain inflicted. Already, there were two men there with the proper papers to take the body. No one needed to tell them to be careful. They handled this man as if he were precious stone. These men were in that high court of the Jews, the Sanhedrin. I had seen them both at the temple grounds and at the palace. We took our spoils and left. I knew I had a lot of questions to be answered, never given to staying in ignorance. The storm let up and the sky lightened. It was strange, like having daybreak from the west. I just thought I was through with this man. Only a couple hours, and the call came to set a guard at his tomb. Why would we need soldiers to guard a tomb, I'd asked. They told me because of some tales passed around by this man's friends, they were afraid of someone stealing the body and saying he'd risen from the dead. What a riot that would cause. It would have been better if they'd just left this Jesus alive. Well, the men would be thrilled at their exciting job. I'd dispatch them, and they'd complain and be bored for a few days. Meanwhile, I had plans for my free time. I had that sign that had been above his head, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, and now I brought it out. Strange words for a criminal, strange day, strange feelings in my heart, so calloused by all the orders I had followed. I had the feeling I was at the beginning of a great adventure, for it had grown quite dark now, and there was a definite chill in the air. I reached for my coat and started out in the night air. Nicodemus had said I could come any time, and he once had made a midnight visit that changed his life, I would chance it, for I had questions too great not to pursue. Stepping out into the night air only brought back the events of the afternoon. I really expected the earth to tremble. That came the first day of the week. My guards answered to me, but I answered to Pilate. Even the Jews had set a guard. The body was gone. I never saw such scurrying. Money was flying. Pay us all to say his body was stolen. We knew better, for we knew the penalty. But better to take the bribe than face the truth. Someone had made a serious mistake, and for my part, I knew I would never be the same. I'd found some answers, and I was on my way to more. What would you do if you'd been there? If you'd seen the signs and heard the jeers, felt the earth quake and seen the day disappear, heard kind words from a man dying because you did your job? What would you do if you had been in charge of the guard? The door to my soul was open and I could not but follow. He had truthfully said, "They know not what they do. Father, forgive." I know I need many answers, but until I get them all, I will repeat what I said on that hill. On that dark day, truly, this was the Son of God. Mark 15:39, and when the centurion who stood facing him saw that he had thus breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.